episode 889, Nurturing Your Marriage.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary weekend and enjoying your Saturday. Just some time to chill out, to wind down. With your schedule, I'm sure you are coming and going. And now it's time to say, you know what? I need a break. We're going to be talking about marriage today, relationship builders, all about nurturing your marriage. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. In this world, there are a lot of grumblers. Think about it. You probably know more than just a handful. Nurturing your marriage doesn't come from the complaints and whining and from grumbling. It comes from your confidence. Hear me. It comes from your confidence. Self-confidence is one of the most attractive traits in you. Maybe you thought your spouse married you for your eyes or your long hair or because you were a certain body type. Maybe you were involved in a few extracurricular activities or the same club, etc. But if you really want to know, a man likes a confident woman. That's something that is just so attractive. So I want you to do some self-reflection. How would you rate your confidence on a scale of 1 to 10? Yes, that's a long scale, 1 to 10, but I want you to be very honest. 1 being, oh my goodness, I just want to die and hide. It's like, there is no self-confidence. And we actually have people out there that have no self-confidence, low self-esteem. They don't really want to be out there in front of the public, let alone even with friends. They're very sheltered. Maybe that's you, maybe not, but that's your one. Or if you're looking at the other end of the spectrum, the 10, that's ready to take on the world. You're so confident, you can do anything. When you have struggles that come your way, you're like, I'm going to figure this out. You're a learner. Where are you on that spectrum between 1 and 10? What would you rate yourself? Regardless of where you fall on the scale, it's time to build your confidence. That is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy for today. Build your confidence. We haven't talked about confidence in a long time. And I got to tell you, when I first started this podcast, I was not very confident. I questioned everything. I was like, oh my gosh, if I pick an intro, you know, what is it going to sound like? I've got to make sure I license it. Oh my goodness, what am I going to talk about? The subjects and all of this. It was just this whole question mark in my life. But it took me taking action to take aim to begin to kind of find my way. I can't say that I started out doing awesome in a scale of, a 10 out of 10. I wouldn't grant myself that. No, I would have loved to have thought that I started there, but I know I started a lot lower. But you see, we have to begin to work on ourselves. We have to build our confidence because building your self-confidence benefits your marriage and it benefits your husband. And the bonus points is that it also benefits your family. And that means everybody wins here. So here you become your first project. Little did you know your weekend project was going to be you. Well, it is. Your weekend project this weekend is all about you. Drop the blame game and stop hunting for faults. I know we do it. We go out on this scavenger hunt and we're looking for faults. We're looking for someone to blame and we don't want to bear the burden. So we got to stop that tragedy happening. Just drop it because that is not helping your marriage whatsoever. That is a foundation explosion happening. And you're creating cracks when you're out there and you're living in the blame game and you're always looking for faults. And if you're one who is pointing out faults over and over again, that's when the cracks get bigger in the foundation. So you want to build your marriage. You got to build your confidence. So I have three questions for you I want you to reflect on this weekend. Number one, who are you hanging out with? And not your family, not your husband. Who are you hanging out with? Your friends. Are they healthy women? are they not so healthy women? Let me explain here a little bit. Healthy women are very important in your circle of influence and in your circle of friends. You got to have healthy women. Why? Because women feed off of each other. If you're around a woman who stabs their husband every single time you're together, that's not fostering a healthy marriage. If you get together and your girlfriend says, oh my gosh, you won't believe what he did this time. I mean, all he does is complain about this. I don't have this done. Dinner's not done. He complains about the toys being out all over the place. All he does is just, oh, it just drives me crazy. Okay, you're just listening, right? You're just taking this in. You're like, well, how does that do damage? Well, what happens is you go home and another 2-3 weeks, maybe 2-3 months pass. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in a similar situation. And bingo, what happens? It clicks on the memory. Oh my gosh, my girlfriend was just in the same position. And she was so perturbed. She was so mad. She was frustrated. Oh man, it was always his fault. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. And what? Already, blame game is on 110%. You haven't even given your husband the benefit of the doubt. Who are you hanging out with? Also, you got to think about when a crisis occurs. When you have a crisis in a marriage, you've got to have a healthy circle of friends. Think about this. When you have a drowning person, do you send out your weakest swimmer? No. You send out your strongest swimmer. That's who you want around you. You want to be able to be around women who are going to support each other, who know that marriage is important. Now, that may come from a church group. It may come from a group of women in your kind of in your circle that maybe your boys play on the same football team and baseball team. And so you guys have just kind of always been together. That's awesome. But just make sure it's a healthy group of women. Because sometimes we have to cut ties because actually our friends can be harming our marriage. If we're not building each other up, we are just tearing each other down. It's one or the other. And you've got to build your confidence. And if you're not confident in the women that you spend time with, then that's a big question mark in how they are affecting you personally. All right? So that's a big reflection. Who are you hanging out with? Number two, what does your internal reflection show? We talk a lot about the mirror reflection. What do we see? You know, and yes, the physical part, as in what you see in the mirror when you look at yourself in the mirror, but I want you to go deeper. I want you to look at internally. How strong are you on the inside, not just the outside? It's easy to put on a front, and a lot of us do. Women, I'm telling you, we do it all the time. And you act like you've got it all together. I did for years. I acted like I had it together, and most of the time I did. But that's with all my friends and the people, the community. They saw all of that. I was all well put together. But then I got home and I closed the door, and within my four walls, things were a little bit different. So it's easy to put that front on and act like you've got it together. But if you are strong internally, and that's ultimately what you want to be, strong internally, then your confidence can blossom even amongst challenges and storms. That's what you really want. That doesn't mean that you're going to have just this ease of life and you don't have to worry about anything and nothing's ever going to go wrong. There's still going to be lots of things that are going to happen in your life that you're not going to want, that are going to go wrong. You're going to have to face them head on. But when you're strong on the inside, that's going to carry you a lot further than just being strong on the outside. So where are you in that? What does your internal reflection show? And number three, how well are you practicing self-care? Okay, stop the presses. Did you just hear what I asked you? How well are you practicing self-care? This is a time where you strengthen you by doing what feeds your soul. I got to tell you, this is my biggest failure. Throughout my entire life, this has been my biggest failure. And you would think that'd be easy to admit. It's not. Because I would like to say I take care of myself, but I don't take care of myself the way God intends me to take care of me. I give and give to everybody else, and I get the leftovers. But then when I take the leftovers, then my husband, he gets the leftover of the leftovers. And that's not fair to him either. And no wonder why you grumble or you're like, just don't touch me. I've just had a long day. And it has nothing to do with him or what's going on in your four walls. But it has everything to do with you who have given so much of you, you have nothing left to give. You're running on a negative balance. You know, the big buzzwords are work-life balance. If you're not practicing self-care, you don't have balance. That's for sure. Now, I'm one who doesn't like the word balance because balance means equal. And in life, there's not equal. So I look at harmony. And that's where we still fall short, though. How well are you practicing self-care? How well are you giving of your time to fulfill your soul, to fill it up? That's what you need. Maybe it's a Bible study and a fitness routine and a girls' night out and devotions. Maybe that's something that you need. What is it that you need every single day to keep you going, to keep you filled up? You got to show up filled up. That's what my good friend Carrie Oberbrunner says. You got to show up filled up. You can't show up filled up if you're not practicing self-care. Yes, you can pretend, which that goes back to like, yeah, I'm putting on that mask and having the masquerade ball. And we're good at that. We're good at pretending. Why? Because when we were children, we used our imaginations. And so what happens is we get older and we just continue pretending. We're playing house. But we really don't know and we forget that it's real life. How well are you practicing self-care? You need to invest in you. You need something to feed your soul, to give back to you. Think about what Jesus did when he walked here on earth. He didn't just give. I mean, yes, he did. Don't get me wrong. But he also took time out. And he would go up far away on the mountain to pray. For days upon days upon days and not be disturbed. He would go and take nights away, just him, so he could talk to God and say, "Huh, what's going on here?" You see, if Jesus has to practice self-care, we need to do it too. So how well are you practicing it? You got to invest in yourself. Fill yourself up. So you can be ready to serve greater and love deeper. This isn't easy, but when you begin to answer these questions and you see where you're lacking, then you can begin to put in some tools and strategies to get better so you can build your confidence. And when you build your confidence, you're going to nurture your marriage. You want help with that? Click on the link, take aim. I would love to gift you a complimentary coaching call with me. Maybe it's something in your marriage that you're just not sure about. And you want to talk it out with someone, but you don't want to have necessarily anybody else who maybe knows what's going on or kind of knows you. It's weird. You know, I know it gets to be uncomfortable. Click on that link. It'll pop up a form. Just fill out that form. It's the conversation that will begin with you and me, and we will set up a time to actually talk. You'll actually be able to hear my voice live with you, and we can talk specifically about your situation. I care about you that much. Nurturing your marriage is critical because when you are in a relationship, a committed relationship, a marriage, you have to put work into that to make it succeed. And over these past weeks now, we've been talking about relationship builders, and one of that is your confidence. And a lot of women, unfortunately, are walking around and they're like, huh, I'm just not there. I kind of think I am, but I'm only there when I'm in control, when I'm making dinner plans or when I'm cleaning the house or when I'm disciplining the children. There, I'm confident. But when it's about just me and I have to look at who I am as a person, maybe you don't rate as high on that confidence scale. So look at it honestly. And not as a point in saying, hop, you failed here again. This is not about the blame game. Remember, I already told you, drop it. This is about saying, I am committed to my marriage. I am committed to myself. And I'm committed to making my life even better, to create my now. Because God wants something more than what even I can imagine. And he wants to give that to you, but you have to be willing to do the work. So it's time. Build your confidence up today. Take it one step at a time. It's going to lead to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.